This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and my guest is Ann Klump, and she is from On the Road of Adventure. Now, this is a lot of fun because I just was on their Instagram page, and I got to tell you, it's getting to be close to lunchtime here, and I saw pictures of food on there, and I'll tell you, my stomach's grumbling because there's some amazing food. Foodies is the big thing. We'll talk about all that and travel. Ann, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is it's wonderful to have you. And you know, like I said, I was going through the Instagram page, and you guys really, you and your husband love to travel. Obviously, you're full timers, but you work in some wonderful culinary experiences along the way, I guess, huh?
Yeah, if we're not out exploring places to eat and drink where we're traveling, then I'm in the kitchen usually cooking something. So we do pretty well.
Wonderful. Yeah. So you enjoy both cooking, preparing your own meals, gourmet looks like pretty heavy duty stuff, great stuff, as well as visiting some places and maybe experiencing the local cuisine. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely. I came, my life before living in an RV full time, where I worked in the wine business and I sold wine to distributors and led trips of people all over the world, and gained a really amazing appreciation for food and beverage. And we like to continue to have that appreciation and to explore the food and beverage opportunities that are around in the places that we're visiting. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, not everywhere you go is there a great culinary scene. So when we're not in a place that has great opportunities to go eat out, then I tend to be in the kitchen cooking. So,
yeah, well, that's wonderful. Now, I shared with you ahead of time, we often have some of our feathered and furry friends, family members that join us on the show. And it looks like we've got one lounging out behind you there. Now, who's that?
Skipper. Come here.
There's Skipper.
This is Skipper. Our mini labradoodle.
Hey, Skipper. Wow, Skipper looks just really, really stressed out. I'll tell you. I think Skipper's doing just fine.
He had a good run at the dog park this morning, so he's pretty skippered out.
Wonderful. Well, for you folks just listening, because folks sometimes just listen to the pod, and they can watch it or listen, and I can tell you that Skipper is just sprawled out on the big bed behind Ann, and not a worry in the world for Skipper. That's pretty good. That's not a bad life. The dog's life, as they say. I'm fascinated by the wine aspect because you said you'd led groups around the world to travel. Obviously, here in the United States, you've got, you know, Northern California, which is very famous for some wonderful vineyards that a lot of us are familiar with in Napa, Sonoma, and places like that. What are some of the maybe more unusual spots that I'm assuming in Europe, maybe, you know, France and Italy and maybe Spain, any other spots maybe that might come as a surprise to folks that produce great wine?
Yeah, I actually led a couple of trips to South Africa. And there's some amazing wines coming from South Africa. They are the eighth largest producing wine country in the world. Mm. And really value for money. You can get a lot of wine for not a ton of money out of South Africa. So some really great values coming from there.
Wow, that's very interesting. Very interesting. What's your favorite? What is your favorite wine producing place to go? Or what? I'm going to guess it's France, but I don't know. Huh?
Yeah, probably France, I would say. But I like wine from all over the world. Yeah. And, you know, it really just depends on what you're eating or drinking or what the temperature is outside, or what you might be celebrating or not celebrating. Right. I always say if I was trapped on a desert island with only one type of wine to drink for the rest of my life, I would want to have good French champagne, but I would need a refrigerator. So yes. I'd need to keep it cold.
You would need to keep it cold. That's true.
Yes.
Very, very true. Well, I have family in Greece that still make their own wine. And it's interesting to try it when you go over there. There are different varieties native to to Greece. And it's not known as, although it's known as a place of early origins of wine, it's not known necessarily as a huge wine producing country, but there's some interesting wines that come out of there. We're going to talk more about the other stuff that you do with the food and the travel and some cool places. We'll do that on the other side of the break. My guest is Anne Klump, and she is from On the Road of Adventure. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit theRVAdvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. My guest is Anne Klump from On the Road of Adventure. And not only is it all about travel and all the places you get to go to, man, but experiencing some cool culinary places to, you know, little spots on the map. Are there a couple favorite spots for you that you like to get to, cities or towns or areas, regions that you like to try for great food?
Yeah, I think we've been to Tucson 3 times in 3 years. It's the only city that we've gone to that many times.
Really?
And every time that we have been there, we were very impressed with what is happening. Interesting, there's two cities in the country, Tucson and San Antonio, that are recognized as UNESCO World Heritage Cities of Gastronomy. And there's a lot of very interesting history that's part of the city, and history that comes with the food that they're eating. And one of the great things about both cities is you can have really incredible food for not a ton of money.
That's great. Well, it's funny you mentioned San Antonio, because as we're recording this, my son is there with a film crew working on a project. Yeah. And he is in the heart of San Antonio, right by the Alamo. And his text to me the other night was, wow, the food here is great.
Yeah.
So
if he needs any suggestions, I have a short list of places from when we were there last year.
Oh, okay. Well, I should definitely, after we're done here, I should, get a couple names, or even if you want to share one or two right now with our audience.
I'm still drooling about this pollo asado that we had at this small restaurant called Pollos Asados Los Norteños. Mm-hmm. And the food, it's the best chicken I've ever eaten in my life. I mean,
wow.
And I think for under $20, we had, it fed us for 2 days, two big meals. So we had lunch there one day, and then we ate the leftovers for dinner the next night, and it was delicious both times.
That's great. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hey, and before we let you go, why don't you share a place on the map that you're looking to get to, maybe in the next couple of months?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're actually going back to Michigan, and we're going to spend most of our summer there. With fuel prices, we've changed our plans.
Uh-huh.
And we have some family who's not in great health. So we'll be back in Michigan. Yeah. And looking forward to actually having a chance to eat some of the foods that we miss while we're on the road. Michigan and Detroit area in particular is a really culturally diverse city. And so you have a lot of ethnic restaurants that you don't see in and around the rest of the country. So it'll be nice to get back and have probably the food that I miss the most is Arabic food. Uh-huh. You just don't see it everywhere. And the Detroit area is the largest population of Middle Easterners outside of the Middle East.
Right.
So there's a shawarma stand on every corner just about. And I cook that for us while we're traveling because I miss the flavors so much. I'll make Middle Eastern food, but it's nice to be able just to stop by a little local shop and have a great sandwich or salad.
Well, I'm a big fan of Middle Eastern, Lebanese, Syrian, Turkish, Moroccan food. The spices are just amazing. You know, so many different flavors and cumin and cinnamon and all that stuff. It's wonderful. And you know, spices that you know, maybe some Westerners aren't too familiar with using in anything other than maybe a sweet, but then they put it into other, and it's absolutely fantastic. Well, listen, it was great to visit with you and learn about, and we'd love to have you back on again and, you know, find out the latest. Maybe we'll talk to you later in the year when you're back at your place of origin in Michigan and get some more reviews and see what's cooking literally.
Sounds good.
That's great. Well, Anne, thanks again so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Nice meeting you, and thanks for having me.
Anne Klump is our guest, and she is from On the Road of Adventure. You can find her at Instagram with over 2,000 followers and growing, and some really great stuff, some great pictures and videos of some wonderful culinary delights. We'll be back to wrap things up right after these words. Stay tuned.
Here are 5 words every RV enthusiast should know. Advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit thervadvisor.com.
Thanks for watching and listening to the RV Advisor podcast. Don't forget to sign up for the RV Advisor newsletter. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon, remember, ding, ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.